Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. The previous owner of my townhouse has officially been my boyfriend for almost a year. I'm ready to give him a key to my house. This is the story. I call it Sharing My House Key. Here we go. Sharing My House Key. It's the winter of 1997, and the boys are playing indoor soccer again. Indoor soccer is actually my favorite of the sports seasons, because unlike baseball, the games have a definite end time, and they play only once a week. And unlike outdoor soccer, it's indoors, so I don't have to stand outside in the cold. I don't even want to count the number of times I've stood out in the cold and or rain to watch them play soccer. But this year, the schedule's not so great. My younger son plays his games at 10 o'clock in the morning. My older son plays his at 5 o'clock in the evening. And the season lasts 10 weeks. Since my mom is in Mexico with her boyfriend all winter, and I'm not paying a sitter to come stay with one while the other one plays, we all get up in time to go to the first game, come home, and a few hours later, I'll go out to the second game. Not as grueling as baseball season, but not really fun either. I call my boyfriend when the schedule comes out and tell him that I won't be able to go out on Saturday nights for the next 10 weeks because of the soccer schedule. It's unlikely we'll even be home by 7 o'clock. And you know what he says? That's okay. Going out on Saturday nights isn't that important to me. Really? I ask. Really? He confirms. Now, I'm not saying that I would miss a wedding or a friend's birthday party or a true special event to take my kids to soccer, but I wouldn't have them miss a game just to go out to dinner or a movie either. The first Saturday of the season, I suggest that he come to our house at 7:15, so we're sure to be home when he gets here. We decide to switch our pizza night to Saturdays, so there's something ready to eat for dinner as soon as we get home. The first week, this works perfectly. The second, there's overtime. We barely get home by 7:15. So after the kids are in bed, I suggest that I share my house key with him, so in case we're running late, he isn't sitting out in his car waiting for us. Surprisingly, to me anyway, he looks uncomfortable with this idea. Are you sure? He asks. Of course, I answer. He's still looking unsure. Don't worry, I say. I don't need a key to your house if that's what's bothering you. I just thought this would make things easier. Okay, he says, if you're sure. I give him my key the next time we see him. And the following Saturday night, when we get home from soccer, he's already in our house. And when he opens the door to greet us, everything feels perfect. My husband and I have been together for nearly 30 years now. He's very happy to go out on a Saturday night and spend the evening with friends, if I make all the plans. But he's also very happy just to stay home and spend the evening with me. I love that about him. I hope you like my story. If so, please share it with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review, and subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called The Test. My divorce is final. I'm 36 years old, back at college, and I just took my first exam. Follow me on Instagram at DebsMM61. That's DebsMM, as in Memorable Moments, 61. My husband drew all the pictures. Support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a refrigerator magnet, or another item with my logo on it. They're available at my website, DebsMM61.com. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for Sharing My House Key is called You Can Do More by Lemon Music Studio. I found it at Pixabay. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Debs Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.